finger of my right hand, where all my promises are kept. I'm a bird on a swing, safe from every midnight hour. I don't care to stretch my wings, and I don't need you anymore. And graveyard hours. I have no blood left in my veins. I gave it all up to the empire, like a bird on a swing, with a nest fit for a king, and a mirror for me to ponder the way that time breaks everything. Sadness in my skull, and I'm only kind to strangers. They're the only people I don't know. Like a bird on a swing, in a temple where I may sing songs so lonely and forgotten. That's the cost of being.
And that was brand new music from Corey Hansen, also known as Wand. He has a new album out called I Love People that was just put out today on Drag City Records. You heard the opening track called Bird on a Swing, and that's a track you can check out a music video for. And if you head to coreyhansen.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And once again, that's Corey Hansen of Wand. And he has put out a few releases on In the Red Records, as well as God Records, as well as Drag City. So and it does have that really kind of Americana, timeless kind of ASCAP type sound, I would say. And once again, that's brand new stuff from Corey Hansen, just released today. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And apologies, I was away last week. I'd come down with COVID, so I took the week off, but I'm back to normal. And excited to be back on air and playing a lot of new music for you. And I did have some announcements that I want to make, that we at the CITR community have lost a longtime member. Gavin Walker has passed away, the host of the Jazz Show, Mondays from 9 to 12. And he's been a longtime member, running since around 1984, and is just a huge encyclopedia of jazz music. He was a really, really great person. I used to be his show neighbor a long time ago when I first started at CITR in 2011. The only time slot I could get was after midnight to 1 a.m. So I'd pass by him each week for about a year and a few months. So I got to talk to him and get to know him a little bit more. And then over the years, I'd see him at different CITR events. And he has a really, really great jazz show. He just has a huge amount of music, like knowledge in his brain. He would just rattle off all this kind of jazz history and just like history about labels and people and like what they played on and local musicians and just all kinds of stuff. So we are facing a great loss to the CITR community, but he will continue on, and they will be rebroadcasting shows on Monday nights. So definitely tune in and do explore some of his old shows if you haven't. And there's a really great article on at the Georgia Strait that covers his history. So rest in peace, Gavin Walker. We're all thinking about you, and we miss you. So I'm going to be playing one of his promos, his famous promo that he has had for a long time. I think there's some history. If you check out, I think, Gary's show on the show before him, he has really great some words about Gavin that he shared on his most recent episode, and many other shows on CITR have done really great tributes and info about him and shared stories about Gavin. So we are really gonna miss Gavin here on CITR. So rest in peace, Gavin.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from Marissa Nadler, a new release out called New Radiations. Will be put out in on August 15th, and it's going to be out on Sacred Bones Records. We're going to hear the title track of the release, and this is the first release that she's put out since, I think, an EP in 2022 called Wrath of the Clouds, and I think the last full album she had put out was in 2020, an album called Moons. It's really great to hear new music from Marissa Nadler, and she is from, I do believe, Massachusetts, and she's had quite a few releases out on the Sacred Bones record label. So we're going to hear that, and then after that we're going to hear a Canadian artist called Apicalda. They make really great kind of dream pop music with a track called Nothing to Lose, and this is off an album called There's a Shadow in My Room and It Isn't Mine, and this is a new release out on a self-titled album, I should say, or a self-released album, and right now it's sitting at number 49 on the National Campus Radio Charts. You can check out at earshot-online.com. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from Marissa Nadler. This track is called New Radiations.
We're stuck inside the faded screen. Was a late night host, the in between. Tried to break the glass tile, the ending of the scene. Set out to ride in the glistening sea. Get out of the
Why don't you feel like you're alive?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Apicalda out of Montreal with a track called Nothing to Lose off the There's a Shadow in My Room and It Isn't Mine, and that's the work of a Romanian artist out of Montreal, making some really great kind of dreamy pop type gothic rock music. And prior to that, you heard something from Marissa Nadler, a forthcoming release called New Radiations on Sacred Bones Records, and you heard the eponymous track, and that will be out on August 15th. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we're going to hear something from a local project called Chimeras, and that's a Chimera with an X instead of an I, and they have a new release out called Second Sight, and we're going to hear the track called Armor Up, and this one's kind of a little bit kind of electronic, experimental ambient type music, and we're going to hear the track called Armor Up, and this is a new album that is doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts, and it's sitting at number 37. It's out on Apparatus Records. But after that, we're going to hear something from a Calgary rock indie indigenous project called They Say Stories, and they are out of Calgary, like I said. So it's made up of members of a couple indigenous people. One is Cree, and the other is Blackfoot from Tsitsina and Blackfoot territory. This is kind of where I'm from. I'm from Southern Alberta, and I'm Blackfoot as well, but more kind of from the Lethbridge area. But anyways, the They Say Stories album is what we're going to hear, and we're going to hear a track off the album called Daydreams Will Do, and we're going to hear a track called Another Town. And once again, that's a project called They Say Stories out of Calgary, and this one is doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts, and right now it's sitting at number 36. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Chimeras. This track is called Armor Up. Thank you.
Hey Vancouver, looking for your summer plans? MRG Live has you covered. Catch Caroline Kingsbury. And Maris. Emotional Oranges. Sometimes I love myself, touch myself. And many more live on stage. Don't miss out. Grab your tickets now at www.admit1.com and follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram for fresh announcements and the full lineup of upcoming shows.
From Calgary, Alberta, that was a project called They Say Stories. The closing track called Another Town is taken from an album called Daydreams Will Do. And they're a First Nations group out of Calgary, and the new album is doing pretty good on the radio charts, and right now it's sitting at number 36. And at the top of the set was kind of an electronic experimental project from Chimeras, a local group, with a new release out called the album is called Second Sight, and you heard the track called Armor Up. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, on Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we've got about an hour left on the program. Up next, we'll hear a couple of kind of ambient-type artists, and the first of which is Amber Ciel, or Ciel, with a release out called Still There Is the Sea. She's based out of Montreal, and we're going to hear a track called Dream/Mirage, really great kind of ambient track with a really great title. that fits with the sound that she makes. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Joanne Robertson, who is an ambient artist out of the UK, and I think she has a new release out called Blur. It's a forthcoming release that comes out in September, and I'm really looking forward to this release. And she does have kind of a light, kind of sparse, airy, skeletal sound that kind of gets compared to Grouper, I would say. And we're going to hear a track called Gown. And once again, that's Joanne Robertson, and her album called Blur comes out in September. This is the only track you can check out so far, but if you head to joannerobertson.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And I've played a couple, I think one more album from her in the past. I know that I was checking some playlists before. And she has out stuff on the AD93 record label, and she has collaborated with Dean Blunt and put out stuff on his label as well. But first, before Joanne Robertson, this is Montreal's Amber CL, and this is a track called Dream/Mirage, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Dreams were falling, falling. CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And that was Joanne Robertson with Gown off the forthcoming release called Blur with three R's, and that comes out in September on AD 93 Records. And prior to that was Montreal ambient artist Amber CL with Dream/Mirage off the Still There Is the Sea album. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Up next, we're going to hear something from an ambient artist named Richard Skelton. He has a new release out called The Second Chamber on Sustain Release Records. And we're going to hear a really kind of gorgeous, beautiful track called Hovering. And once again, that's Richard Skelton. And it's out on a label called Alien or Alolian Records out of Scotland. And if you head to Alien or aolian.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And once again, that's Richard Skelton. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Pan American and Kramer. And this is the work of longtime ambient artist Mark Nelson, who is also known for his work in Le Bradford, a longtime ambient project that's been on Cranky Records a number of times. And he's collaborating with the guy from Seinfeld, Kramer. No, I'm just kidding. But Kramer is the person behind Shimmy Disc Records. And that's who this label comes out under, or this record comes out under. Previous Pan American stuff comes out a lot on Cranky Records, but this new collaboration does not. We're going to hear a track off the album called Interior of an Edifice Under the Sea, and we're going to hear a track called Lamenting the Colors of Melting Ice, and it's a really great ambient track. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Richard Skelton. This track is called Hovering.
Thank you.
And that was something from Pan American and Kramer that was lamenting the colors of melting ice off an album called Interior of an Edifice Under the Sea. And prior to that was something from Richard Skelton with a track called Hovering off the Second Chamber album that was just released. And that was put out on Sustain Release Records. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear a couple more ambient artists. And what kind of ambient artists, I guess. We're going to hear a duo out of Kiev, Ukraine, with some really great kind of traditional music and an album out called Hildegard. And we're going to hear a track called Zelenia Dubrovnaka. Sorry, Dubrovanka. Apologies for my mispronunciation. But this is a bonus track on this release. And the two previous tracks on this clock in at around 20 minutes. So I think they're a little bit too long for me to play. But we're going to hear this bonus track. And once again, that's a duo out of Kiev. Known as Hainali Adriana Yaroslava Seinko. Apologies for mispronunciation on this, but this is a really interesting release, definitely worth checking out. And we'll hear that track, and then we're going to hear a album that's being reissued on EM Records under a duo called Synth Sisters, and their last album came out in 2018. It's called Euphoria, but I do believe it's being repressed this month or something like that, at least as far as I could tell on the EM Records page. If you head to emrecords.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And we're going to hear a track called Until the World Breaks, and that's the work of Rai Lamdahl and Maya Uko, and they are, I think, from Osaka. And once again, they're named the Synth Sisters, and they are kind of comparable to very kind of colorful synth type music similar to Emeralds or even Tangerine Dream. Head to emrecords.bandcamp.com to check that out. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track off the album called Hildegard. This track is one of the bonus tracks on the release.
Zelen. She saved my number to her phone with the make-believe.
Eastside Arts Society presents the 5th annual Eastside Arts Festival. On Friday, July 25th, at the Rickshaw Theater, you'll be seeing Young Friend as the headliner, with Babe Corner, Worrywart, and Kylie V as supporting acts. And if you can't make that date, fear not, because Eastside Art Society is putting on a free concert at McLean Park on July 26th from 2 to 7 p.m. Headlined by Janky Bungag and accompanied with Madeline Reed, The Revibrators, and Twin River. You can get your tickets and the festival schedule at eastsideartsfest.ca. eastsideartsfest.ca.
Are you ready to transform your music career? Sam Chimes, international performer with over 1,000 shows across 4 continents, presents Chimes Academy's Sonic Elevation Program.
Learn live looping, music productions, DJing, and stage work in our exclusive 8-week intensive. Only 16 spots available.
Our next intake starts June 7th. Top students, Shadow Sam, and Real DJ Gigs, supported by Creative BC.
Ready to elevate your sound? Visit samchimes.com/academy and book your free consultation today.
Chimes Academy. Create and perform music holistically.
Thank you.
And from the Synth Sisters, that was a track called Until the World Breaks Up, and that's made up of Rai Lamdahl as well as Mayuko, who are based out of Osaka. And that album came out in 2018. It's called Euphoria, and I do believe it's being reissued or repressed or printed again on EM Records, which is a really great label out of Osaka that I've played before. Head to emrecords.bandcamp.com to check it out. And prior to that, you heard something from Hainali and Adriana, and apologies for the mispronunciations, but that was a bonus track called Zelania Dubrovanka off the Hildegard release that was just put out, and they are a duo out of Kiev, Ukraine, making some really great kind of a Western medieval traditional type music. Really amazing vocals on that track, and once again, that's out on a label called Unsound Records. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we'll try to cram in as much music as we can in this next little bit, and we're going to hear kind of a dubby, glitchy project called XTC LVR and a release out called Blessed Loops on the Spheric record label out of Manchester. I do believe I've played from this label before, and if you head to spheric.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And have played stuff from Bianca Scout, as well as, I think, Young Webster, numerous other electronic artists from this label, and ambient experimental artists. From XTC LVR, we're going to hear a track called Storm Shadow. And like I said, it's kind of a dubby, glitchy electronic project from, I think, a Manchester, or a, a Ukrainian artist as well. So it fits well with the previous artist, and so we bumped for bumping the microphone. After that, we're going to hear a Montreal electronic project called Superplage that I played a few weeks ago, an album called Gross Maison. We're going to hear a track called Jean, and they are a kind of a techno-electronic project, and they are doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts and sitting at number 47. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is new stuff from the Spheric record label. This is a track called Storm Shadow.
Thank you. name's Chris Horrific.
He always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Who's gonna take your place? There ain't nobody better. Oh, baby, baby, we belong together, baby.
Girl, please quit crying over your ex and pick up a damn book. Or better yet, Discorder magazine. It's summer, and that means it's time to head to the club with a drink in one hand and Discorder magazine in the other. That's right, shake some ass while staying in touch with the local arts and culture community. All for free. You can pick up a physical copy of Discorder in locations all around the Lower Mainland, from Kitts to Chinatown, Maine and Commercial, as well as Hastings. For specific locations, check out citr.ca. There, you'll also be able to find a PDF of the June-July magazine issue. CITR and Discorder magazine condones responsible drinking and responsible ass shaking. Thanks, love you, bye.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Super Plage out of Montreal with a track called Jean. And that's off a album called Gross Maison, I do believe I pronounced it correctly. And top of the set, the very kind of glitchy experimental track was XTC LVR with a track called Storm Shadow off the Blessed Loops album out on Aspheric Records. And up next, we're going to hear kind of a darker, colder type electronic set. And we're going to hear something from Mesaka, which is a new artist out of Uganda, and they are on the Hakuna Kulala record label, which is, I do believe, kind of a branch label of Naiji Tapes, and they've kind of focused on a lot more experimental type artists, and the label is out of Kampala, Uganda. The album from Mesaka is called Barely Making Much, and we're going to hear a track called Gone, and this is the work of Ian Nyanza. And if you head to the Hakuna Kulala Bandcamp page, you can check that out. And like I said, it's kind of darker, colder, experimental type music. And then after that, we're going to hear kind of an oddball experimental artist from Estonia named Roma Vajemski. And they have a release out on Sad Fun Records called Sauna Belt. And we're going to hear a track called Cry 2. Like I said, kind of an experimental electronic music. And this artist has put out stuff on the Bercuse Heroic album, or record label that I have played before. But if you head to sadfun.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from Mesaka. This track is called Gone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that was Misty Lane, which was an 80s artist making some really great Quebecois disco pop. And they had an album out called Energy, and that was being reissued by Dark Entries Records, which is a San Francisco-based label. And once again, that's Misty Lane, who is from Montreal. And if you head to mistylane.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. That track was called Energy, and that was the 7-inch mix. And once again, that's being reissued on Dark Entries Recordings, a really great experimental electronic kind of synth type label. Well, not super experimental, but very kind of synth and retro sounding stuff on that label that I've played a number of times before. Before Misty Lane was Roma Vajemski with a track called Cry 2 off the Sauna Belt release on Sad Fun Records. Before that, Mesaka with Barely Making Much, an album that was just put out on the Hakuna Kulala label, and you heard the track called Gone. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with more great music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And once again, rest in peace to Gavin Walker, the longtime CITR DJ, and definitely tune into rebroadcasts of the jazz show that is coming up. So I'm going to close off the program tonight with an artist on Naiji Tapes, and that's a collaboration between Akira Umeda, who is a Japanese, I do believe, Brazilian artist, and they collaborated with Metal Prayers, and we're going to hear a track off the album called Club de Mariposa Morbida, and we're going to hear a track called Immolation Meditation. And I'll close off the program tonight right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Akira Umeda and a collaboration with Metal Prayers.
Listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd, FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.